Unacademy founders to exit the classroom.
Bounce My Bike gear up to boost gig workers with EV rentals.
Walmart goes shopping after layoffs.
Infosys Cognizant trade secrets case nears closure.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Hi, Bhavya.
Hey, Chandra. Hi.
Bhavya, let's begin with a big move at one of India's EdTech's Unacademy. That's our big story this evening. Now, Unacademy co-founders Gaurav Munjal and Roman Saini are planning to step down in the next 2 to 3 months.
Yes, definitely a big news there, Chandra. But sources tell us that Munjal is spinning off AirLearn, which is Unacademy's fast-growing language learning app, into a separate company, and he plans to lead it full-time.
For some context, AirLearn is basically Unacademy's answer to Duolingo. It already has 70,000 daily users and around 3 lakh monthly users, with most coming from the US and UK. Spanish and French are the hottest languages.
Yes, so meanwhile, Graphy founder Sumit Jain is expected to take over the offline business. In fact, he had earlier stepped in after Himesh Singh exited the CTO role at Unacademy and moved into an advisory post.
Now back to AirLearn, Munjal's offering existing investors in Unacademy a chance to back the new company. And get this, the app already clocks about $2 million in annual revenue.
Also, some important numbers here. Unacademy says it slashed its cash burn from around 1,000 crore rupees to around 200 crore rupees in just 3 years.
And they still have 1,250 crores in the bank. So let's wait and see how these developments unfold. You know, what the ultimate swap ratio is going to be between Unacademy and AirLearn. But clearly, Gaurav Munjal is going to be stepping down and focusing on something else.
Right. So next up, non-banking financial company Sarthi Finance has raised around 475 crore rupees in its Series A round. It's co-founded by Vivek Bansal, formerly with Incred, and Sunil Daga, who's ex-Kotak Mahindra.
Well, some heavyweight names there from the banking and financial services space. In fact, we at Money Control had broken the story a while ago, and now we learn company wants to serve Bharat, and we mean that literally, because they'll offer loans to micro and nano entrepreneurs in semi-urban and rural areas across 6 states.
That's right. So loan sizes range from around rupees 5 to rupees 20 lakhs for MSMEs and smaller personal loans too. In fact, all via co-lending tie-ups. Now that pitch is that more than credit, a partnership. Well, it sounds a bit like a wedding ad, but finance is commitment, right?
Right. And investors in this round include TVS Capital, Low Capital, Evolvence and Paragon Partners. Sarathi's valuation now stands at over 900 crores, a strong start for a company that was still in stealth mode just months ago. Now on to a courtroom drama within the IT world, and a long pending one. In fact, this time we might finally see some closure. We're talking about Infosys and Cognizant, which are embroiled in a trade secret dispute in the US. And a Dallas court has just told them, talk it out first before dragging us in again.
Yes, so the order dated May 23rd says both sides must resolve smaller discovery disputes via dialogues. Basically, the court has said, don't treat the court like your HR department.
Now, this stems from a lawsuit filed by Cognizant's TriZetto unit accusing Infosys of stealing healthcare software secrets.
And of course, Infosys denies it. In fact, it's counter-suing Cognizant for anti-competitive conduct.
Now, the court has asked Cognizant to submit names and details of those who accessed Infosys's platform by June 13th. However, the court denied Infosys's request to compel Cognizant to elaborate further on the alleged stolen trade secrets. So we might see a closure soon.
Yes. Now on to urban mobility, where companies like Bounce and MyBike are riding the quick commerce wave. They're offering electric scooters, motorcycles and bicycles on rent, aimed squarely at gig workers.
So think Zepto, Blinkit, Instamart, all these platforms need fast, low-cost deliveries. Gig workers are signing up in droves, but owning a scooter, pricey. That's where these rentals come in.
Yes. For example, Bounce is offering daily rentals at around 200 rupees to 250 rupees. This is all inclusive. Compare that to petrol scooters, which could cost around 300 to 350 per day in terms of fuel and upkeep.
Gig workers we spoke to say these rentals are game changers. Cheaper, easier, and they don't have to worry about EMI stress, though they do flag issues like battery range and scooter availability during peak hours.
Yes, and with platforms like BeLive, Yulu and Bounce expanding in cities like Bengaluru, Chennai and Ranchi, well, this could well be the next big mobility wave. And finally, Walmart, the world's biggest retailer, is reshaping its workforce. After laying off around 1,500 employees globally last week, the company says it's creating several hundred new roles in the US and India.
The good news is impacted employees, including many from Walmart's Global Capability Centers in Bengaluru and Chennai, are eligible to apply for the new positions.
Yes, so we spoke about the layoffs. Those layoffs were part of a broader restructuring effort to streamline operations and adapt to tech-led changes in retail. Well, Walmart isn't alone. 2025 has seen over 61,000 tech layoffs already, according to reports, including big names like Google, Amazon, and Microsoft.
The company says this reshaping will help them respond faster in a changing retail world, especially with AI. As always, it's a mix of opportunity and uncertainty. We'll keep watching how this plays out, especially in India.
Right. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting. And shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startups team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.